So, my understanding is you're Miguel's girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Do you have an ID on you by any chance?
I do not.
You don't? Okay, how do you spell your first name?
L-A-R-E-N.
L-A-R-E-N?
Yeah.
Okay, and last name? Middle name? And what about a California ID or driver's license?
I don't know my VIN number.
You have one though?
Oh, I have one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Date of birth? Live in at with Miguel, right?
With Miguel. I live with my mom, but I like come here on weekends and my days off, yeah.
So you're about 50-50?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your mom's address in case we need that one?
Burson, B-U-R-S-O-N. Way Oxnard.
Burson Way Oxnard. And that's your mom's?
Yeah.
Okay. And a cell phone for you?
805.
Alright, you currently working?
Halloween Planet.
Oh, okay. Where's that one at?
It's right here next to the Big 99 Cent store. And I work at David's Bridal.
Off of Rhodes right there? Or Rose and...
Yeah, off of Rose. And I work at David's Bridal.
Where's David's now?
David's Bridal, right there too. Is off
it,
of Rose.
Is it still next to
Price.
Best Buy?
Yeah, no.
Oh, Fry's. Okay, I got you. David's Bridal. What's your title there?
I am the operational supervisor.
For both locations?
No, for the other location, I'm a sales.
Sales, okay. Let's see. I got your cell phone. All right, so my understanding is that Karina was at the house this morning. Or how long have you been dating now, Miguel?
I stopped counting after 2 years.
2 years? So over 2 years?
Over 2 years.
Under three, you would say?
Probably over three, too. I don't know.
So the three
since
plus...
Like my, I don't know, like 4 years, 3-4 years, yeah.
3-4 years? Okay, that's better. So 3-4 years you've been dating. How long have you known Karina?
His sister? Mm-hmm. About 2-3 years.
2-3 years? And what could you tell me about her?
Just that, just her habits, like her coming in and out, just doing how she pleasing.
In and out of what?
Just like in and out of jail.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. I know she was out sober in Texas for about 2 years, and then she came down, and then she stayed down here.
When was she in Texas?
She was in Texas about 3 years ago. She was in some sober living house.
Oh, so she went out there for the sober living house?
She okay. She went out there, then she came back down when, I want to say her grandfather, no, yeah, her grandfather died and just stayed out here since.
And she was out there for 2 years at the sober living?
Yeah, she was out there in sober living for about 2 years. I don't know how long. I know when me and Miguel started dating, he told me about her being out there.
Uh-huh.
But when his grandfather had passed, she ended up coming back out and staying here.
Do you know when he passed?
He passed almost a year ago now.
Oh, so you guys were together already?
Oh, yeah, we were already
okay.
together.
He passed away about a year ago, you said?
Yeah.
And that's when she came back from Texas? Okay. And then what can you tell me about her, like, her habits? I know you said not a jail, but what?
That's all I know. Like, she's never here. That's why when someone said she lived here, mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I don't know her. I haven't seen her. I just know, like, this morning I heard her just, like, kind of yelling towards the kids. I don't know what the conflict was about. And then... all this happened like 5 minutes after.
What kids was she yelling at?
Her kids.
And my understanding there's four kids, right?
Custody. Yeah.
Okay.
So Karina has custody, which is okay. Yeah. So it's Karina, which is the mom, and then Karina Jr., which is her.
So mom is also Karina.
Custody of.
Okay, so grandma has custody, and there's four kids. I understand, right?
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, and those are Karina Jr.'s names.
Kids, yeah.
So grandma has custody. So who was home this morning at that house in the front?
Just the kids. We live in the back. Mm-hmm. She's been off. Karina Senior has been off to her honeymoon, so we've just been taking the kids to school, feeding them, watching them, just things like that.
So who's sleeping in the front house right now with the kids?
It's the kids and Fernando, which is.
Which is Karina's brother, right?
Which is, yeah, Karina Junior's
brother. So we'll stick with Grandma for
Grandma, okay,
Karina
yeah,
Senior.
So Karina.
So Grandma's gone on her honeymoon.
Grandma's gone on her honeymoon. Karina's came over kids. Here yelling at her kids, and which is with Fernando. They've been with Fernando, which is the older brother.
And Fernando has kids also, right?
Yes.
Were his kids home, do you know?
No, his kids, I already took them in school. They're in high school. I had to take them at like 6 in the morning.
Oh, you took them?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's 3 kids, I think?
Those 3 or...
For Fernando?
Yeah.
Okay.
I asked the same thing. No one ever...
Nickname?
Yeah, it's just his nickname.
All right, so you took those kids to school, so you know they're all at high school.
Yeah, they're in high school.
What school? Real Mesa or...
Real.
So you drove them...
And then I came back, and I just did my morning chores. And then when I had came out around like 8:45 to feed the dog, uh-huh. I heard 1 siren, 2 siren, then 10 sirens, and then I came out here, and someone told me that it was Karina, which is, yeah, Karina, that they're like, oh, Karina got shot, we don't know what happened.
So and who told you this?
Some random, I don't know, sorry. Some
in person or on the
yeah.
phone? Or
no, someone... There was like a huge group of people, and they're like, someone said Karina, and I was like, Karina, and I was like, what do you mean Karina? That's, you know, I'm like, she was just here. I'm like, that's my sister-in-law. Like, what do you mean Karina? What happened? They're like, we don't know. We just know that someone shot her, and I was like, well, who shot her? And then they just didn't say anything. So then that's when I called my boyfriend, my mother-in-law, my sister, and I was like, someone needs to get over here. They're saying Karina. That's when Star or Estrella came.
Oh. And that was Star here, right? That was
Star, here. Yeah. That's when we were trying to figure out what happened. We went on that side over here, and then someone said, you know, all I could say is that she got shot and she got rushed to BCMC. So then we went to BCMC. She wasn't there. Then we got a phone call saying that she was in Thousand Oaks.
Okay. So when you heard about it, you were out here already?
Yeah, I was already out here. I came out here to see what the sirens were from.
Oh, so you
and
heard the sirens
came
that came out.
And then all I heard was someone said it was Karina. And I looked and I was like, what do you mean Karina? And
those are the people that were standing
yeah,
here.
Yeah, there was like a huge group this morning.
Okay, what time would you say she was at the house this morning? Because I know you woke up early to take the other kids to school.
Yeah, probably right after, like 6:30-ish.
About 6:30?
Oh, no.
Did you see her or just heard her?
No, I heard her. She's so loud.
How do you know it was her?
Just her voice. Like, I've known over the... Like, I know her voice.
And where was it coming from?
It was coming from the front.
From the front house or outside?
From the front house.
Okay. You think it was inside the house or outside?
No, it was outside of the house.
Outside? Out front, you said?
Yeah.
And what was she yelling about? Or what was she yelling?
I don't know. I can't even make
You just
it
heard
her
yelling and you
I
knew it was her voice.
And I knew it was her voice. And when I came out to approach, I was looking around and I saw no one. So that's when I went back to the dog feeding and then I heard all these sirens and I came out.
So you never saw her? You just
I didn't see
heard her.
The last time I saw her was probably a month ago when she got out of jail saying she was going to get a job, she was going to do good. And then this is the next time I see her.
So as far as this morning, you heard her? Mm-hmm. How long was the yelling going on for about...
Probably just like 3-5 minutes.
3-5 minutes, okay.
Yeah, just a brief.
And then you say you went outside to try to confront, or not confront her, but to talk to
yeah,
her?
Yeah, no, I just came outside to see what was going on, you know? I had to make sure, because the second batch of kids walk to school, because they go to the school up here.
Uh-huh.
So I just came out here to kind of see as if they were going to go to school and stuff, and if they were going to get walked, and that's when I heard all this yelling, and then I... You know, went to go put on a bra and some shoes, and when I came outside, like, I saw no one.
She was gone.
And she was gone, yeah.
Where were the kids?
The kids were already walking to school.
Okay. How do you know they went to school?
Well,
or that they walked.
Because they know to go to school.
Oh, so it's a schedule that they're on.
Yeah, we're all on a schedule here.
Okay, and nobody takes them?
No one usually someone will take them. Oh, no. No, because they're right here. They're all old enough.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I think one's...
Ma'am, you can't block the driveway here. You got to keep going. Sorry. I'm sorry. So the kids are scheduled to walk on their own, and all four go to the same school?
No, okay, so... I take the other four to high school.
And those are all Fernando's kids, right?
Those are... No. Fernando's kid. Reina's kids.
Okay, I'm sorry. The other ones are in high school. High school. And what school is this? Do you know?
I don't.
It's the one around the corner here from Cortezo. Okay. So they walk. So when you took the kids this morning, it was... So you took the four and the rest go here?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. No idea what the yelling was about, you said?
I just heard, like, yelling. Came out, or I went to go get dressed. Came out, saw no one.
Were the kids gone already?
Yeah, the kids were already gone.
And how do you know they were gone?
Because I came to the front, I looked. If they're not at the house, they started walking to school. And we would have got a call by now if they didn't make it to school.
Yeah. So. Do you actually walk in the house to see if they're gone? Or?
Yeah, I walked in the house. I walked up front, I walked to the gate, and I saw no one.
And they were gone. So that's how you knew they were gone.
Yeah.
All right. But no sign of Karina either? Okay. And
so what is she being charged for?
I don't know exactly. I can't tell you. All we could say is that she was shot, obviously. Not life-threatening, so she's going to be okay. And she's obviously at Los Robles, how you know. But other than that, I mean, it's still ongoing. We're trying to figure out ourselves what went down. So we don't want to give bad info to the public and then be like, hey, this is what they said. And, you know, it's the wrong info, obviously.
Because my brother's a cop, and I know there's other precautions of, like, taking her down. So I was just wondering why a gun is necessary.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I can't say anything about that.
Okay.
Yeah. What does your brother work for?
My brother, he's out in Oregon. Well, he started here, Ventura County, and then he went out to Oregon.
Okay. When did he transfer?
This is before me and Miguel, so probably 4 years ago.
And he was with us, the sheriff's office? What was his name?
Oh, no, not the sheriff's office. He was with, like, local PD.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Lauren. Is it Lauren or Lauren?
Lauren.
Lauren?
Like, but it's La space Ren.
It's L-A space R-N.
Yeah.
R-E-N. Okay. All right, Lauren. Well, I appreciate your time. Anything further, we'll contact you guys and...
Okay.
I'll let you guys know.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your time. And interview at 12:41 hours.